Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
So, the conviction with which Statler says, I mean, come on, we've been together for 7 months now. That's like a long time. But in her head, in lesbian, she said 7 years.
She said 7 years.
Just to clarify, y'all, seven months is an eternity for lesbians.
Eternity. Eternity. They're already thinking about... And I'm not kidding. People, I know women that have been together for 7 months. They're already thinking about, not only they moved in together.
They picked out their baby names.
Oh, they're already going through in vitro. They're already figuring it out. They're asking me if I want to donate my sperm.
The conviction with which she said, well, it's been 7 months already.
If I had a dollar for every time a lesbian asked me for some semen.
And for every 7 months, for I hear that is... So I hear that's 7 days.
7 days.
We've only known each other for like 7 days.
What are you talking about?
Months.
We just met.
Oh my God. We just met.
Do people ever ask you for your spooge?
No. They don't want it.
They don't want a mean baby, a vinegar baby.
They don't want a mean baby. They're afraid of this. Like they test the pH of it and it's just acidic.
Vinegar baby. Your favorite shirt.
It'd be a baby that would come out going... I don't know if I like this. Is it hot in here?
Moms, fix your
hair. In the delivery room. This is drab.
This doctor seems common.
No one wanted a mean baby. No one asked me for my sperm to have a mean baby.
Be a smart baby.
Possibly, but I don't think anyone wants an ill-tempered baby. There, people have plenty of little poodles out there. A little poodle will give you a lot of joy in life.
It will.
It's going to give you a lot of annoyance as well, but it's worth the reward.
It'll protect your 401k.
True, but I don't think you want a little, you don't want, as you said of me, a mean baby to start out with.
Well, I said mean, but I was thinking of the vinegar baby. That's what I just couldn't think of the word.
Yeah, no one wants a vinegar baby to start out with. You're just given one, and you have to deal with it.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want a sweet baby. You want a nice, accepting, smiley baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or do, it's like the people who choose, like, mean-spirited dogs. Not mean-spirited, but just, like, bitchy dogs.
Mm.
Do you want a dog that respects itself? Or do you want a golden retriever who just, their brain is just oatmeal?
Yeah, that's what I want. I just want love. Just want a loving dog.
This is reality gaze.
You do want a dog that looks at you and hikes its leg and just pisses at you.
I need a dog that demands respect.
Well, you did want a King Charles Cavalier, which I heard they're those type of dogs.
I need a dog that doesn't take shit from people.
And that doesn't shed.
Yes. And that doesn't bark. And probably is not too needy.
Anyway.
Can I just get a stuffed dog?
Probably that's probably the way to go.
And I can talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you can do.
I think my Roomba's better anyway.
Your vacuum.
It actually does the
Every
work.
Time it vacuums, you go, and hey, good job, Roomba, Roomby.
I'll just put a tail on the Roomba.
Do you use it?
Sometimes.
I never do because I don't want to going around in the middle of the day.
Why does that make you uncomfortable?
Well, because what you're doing stuff.
I think no, I'm worried about it bothering my rug.
What if you, and some people do it at night, but then you're sleeping.
You know, I've told you the story that it happened to my friend when the Roomba, the dog had diarrhea and the Roomba just went through the dog diarrhea and took it over the house.
That's disgusting. They had to throw away that Roomba, right?
I think they had to clean the, why are you going to throw it away?
I'm sorry, if my Roomba is filled with dog diarrhea, I'm getting a new one.
We need to move on.
We need to move on. This is reality gaze.
Did we do the title of this episode?
I don't think we did. This is season 6, episode 12. The title of this is called, I'm pointing at Poodle.
Before the 90 days episodes.
What? Oh, gosh. You're looking. I don't know if it's listed yet. Oh, well. While Poodle's looking up, we mentioned Darfield last episode. Darfield is, as Poodle said, It is now. It is the moment.
It is the moment. And what are you doing?
We want to say special
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Queens.
Well done. I want to say to Sissy Janey is the animator who or artist.
Illustrator
who designed that. We want to make sure we give them credit on our Instagram post where we talk about her. We tagged her in that. So if you want to go see or them, I'm sorry, I don't know their pronouns. But if you want to find Janey and find Janey's art, the Instagram handle is tagged on ours and you can go there.
I didn't know I needed something as much as I needed Darfield. If you don't know what Darfield is, it is the combination of Darcy and Garfield.
And I want a lasagna now.
And it all came about when you not knowing Nermal's genitalia.
No, it came about because you said you misspoke. You said something wrong, and I said it sounded like you said Darcy was a cat.
Yeah,
and from that came Darfield.
Garfield.
Yeah,
Garfield.
Anyway, riveting. It's riveting. We're excited. I want to say I went to bed laughing at that picture. Just
it's pretty perfect.
Anyway, y'all, welcome to Plathville. Coming back September 5th. The first episode is going to be on the public feed. You can try before you buy. And then after that, it's going to jump on the RG Plus. If you're noticing that our episodes maybe sound a little different, it's because
intern Frank is handling the audio duties.
He's handling it all.
Teaching us how to do this so it's not real, so it doesn't sound like we're doing it through two soup cans.
It's true. He's stuck in a corner right now, kind of off camera. I had to move like 4 buckets of lube just so he could find a place to sit.
You know,
Poodle said, Poodle offered the leather sling, and I said, we can't do that. People aren't supposed
Again,
to sit in that.
Another HR call. It's going to go right to me, Frank. So, no, it's not going to help you.
Anyway, so we appreciate.
Ain't no HR at Reality Gaze.
We appreciate Frank very much. So, hopefully you're hearing that. So, we're excited about that. Also, we want to remind you, we're doing a collab. Well, first of all, we already did a collab that dropped last week on Friday or Saturday with Jessica Sebastian
Dye.
Yes, from who is the executive producer of
The Marriage Pact on Roku TV.
The Marriage Pact. She said that she wished that, she said, I want you to sing a theme song for my show next time. And we said, gladly.
And I said, you can't meet my quote.
You did say that. She's lovely. The Marriage Pact. Great show. You can watch
Fun show.
You can watch it for free on Roku TV, which you can download the Roku TV app or on your smart TV or Apple, whatever.
About people who make marriage packs when they are younger.
Yeah. You do not have to have a Roku account. I just want to put it.
Yeah.
I literally Googled it, went to Roku TV, clicked on it. I didn't have to give him my email or anything. You have to watch a few commercials, but it's a good show, y'all.
Well, I thought
I like
you
it.
Had to give him an email.
No, I didn't give them anything. I just went to Roku TV and just watched it.
Well,
it
that like, sounds suspect.
It's like when you got porn for the first time for free, and then...
That was a wonderful day.
Oh, Vidster, Hamster, Ixter, whatever
Vidster.
They...
My Vidster.
You would know.
Or...
You know, wherever you
gay
download...
Porn, gayporn.gov. Wow. I wish. Boy, that would be a great
wow.
day.
That would be a great day.
I'm Minister of Porn.
Minister of Porn.
Captain official of, in charge of gay porn.
You could be like that one guy, Biden, the guy that the real hot daddy guy who's like the medical guy.
Oh, it was the monkeypox.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Boy. Ooh. Still follow him on the gram and it's worth it.
I'm sure.
I do it for the medical information.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's it. Also, we have a collab with Hollywood Crime Scene. If you're sitting here on the Intimate Portrait, you're right here in the middle of this couch.
I just gave you a wet willy.
Playing with your nipple. Flip. Wow, someone has a piercing.
Wow.
Remember when we did the poodle nipple piercing poll?
Yes.
And people really disappointed me.
People wanted me to tell me to do it.
I should have put in the poll, if you say yes, Poodle will do this on camera.
I think most of the polls you've done are abject failures.
I disagree with you.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to have to agree to disagree.
You actually try to divide our audience.
I do
trying
not.
To, instead of actually finding something out.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah. I think that's it. I don't think we got anything.
Field of Queens.
Speaking of, isn't this in Iowa or is this in Idaho? I said Iowa last time. Where's the actual Field of Dreams? You can go see it.
You can?
Was that movie
it's
not a big
movie.
Movie for you?
No.
I
never saw it.
Everybody loved it. My dad, my brother, they all love Kevin Costner playing baseball in the field. Made him cry.
Didn't baseball.
And Darth Vader's out there with the pitching.
Darth Vader?
What's his name? James Earl Jones.
Oh. I thought you just crossed over.
Star Wars?
Yeah. Weren't they? I'm unclear. How did the dead baseball players come out of the corn?
It's in Iowa. Yes, it's in Dryersville, Iowa. How did they come out of the corn? I mean, I'm not a straight man.
I never. This is one of the few movies that I feel like was around the time that I should have seen, but I never did.
I did like it. I remember. Maybe you can see it on a plane.
Well,
give
tell
us a
me
review.
How it happened.
They. I think you kind of don't. Some sissies are screaming. I don't remember how the baseball players come
this
out.
This is useless.
They just kind of walk. No, they just walk out of the corn out of nowhere.
And why?
Because Kevin
he
Costner
wanted, them so much.
Wanted to have a baseball orgy so bad.
And
they
I remember,
all came out.
If you
out.
Build it, they will come.
Again, seeing
if
another,
you build it, they will come.
I mean, it. There
Jizz.
Has to be a gay porn about Field of Dreams.
There needs to be.
There needs to be.
Yeah. Maybe I'll make it. Maybe Piano Cat 77 may have to have a little staff meeting.
Maybe. But no, it's Kevin Costner's desire.
Get it? Staff
love,
meeting?
Love. Because he. Yeah.
Meeting about I'm staffs.
Trying to. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to leave this here. But no, he, you know, because he makes a baseball field out of a cornfield in the middle of Iowa for no reason.
Why does just he think these baseball players are going to come to his field?
Well, it's
and-
this pristine field, and he makes it, and like a beacon, like a lighthouse to these players, they just come out of the corn.
Don't they
to
have
play
better shit to do
the,
in
no,
the afterlife?
Dead. They're dead. They've been waiting for someone to make a Field of Dreams so they can play baseball on. It would be like imagine you died and someone built the most perfect daddy dungeon.
I see it now.
You would want to come back and get ghost fucked in that daddy dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
You just walk in, hey, boy, those ghosts from the graveyard would come, hey, did somebody build a daddy dungeon?
I get it. So the ghosts are sentimental about their daddy dungeon. Yeah. I mean, baseball field.
Yes.
Diamond. Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Why don't I buy that today? I don't think I buy this movie.
You know what? You needed...
I don't think I'm the audience for this movie.
I don't think you are.
Yeah. I like baseball, but I'm not a baseball romanticist.
It was a good movie. I did enjoy it.
We need to move on. I think people have checked out. Two homosexuals discussing Field of Dreams, a movie that came out when...
Christina, don't put a time code for that. They all need to hear it.
When? Like in the 90s, right?
No. Field of Dreams was an 80s movie, for sure.
Was it?
Oh, yes. Field of Dreams. Well, 1989.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta, R.I.P.
Oh.
Wow.
Who else was in that? I know Kevin Costner.
James Earl Jones was in it.
Boy, people are hating this.
They're hating it right now. They're actually hating it.
We're going to move on. That's it. Done.
James Earl Jones. Madigan?
Amy Madigan.
Madigan?
NYPD Blue.
Oh, Burt Lancaster. Who knew?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Star-studded cast.
It kind of makes me want to watch it because it was a good, you know, Ray Liotta plays Shoeless Joe. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
So it's all famous baseball players?
Yes, they're all. Baby Ruth comes out and plays baseball. Whatever. He comes out and plays baseball. I don't know this. Now I want a Baby Ruth.
I'm picturing an actual baby with a big bonnet.
I know.
With swinging a bat. And it's like, hey, I'm Baby Ruth.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth. We need to move on. This is
we're gonna get letters.
This is stupid.
My brother would be so angry. Sissy Dan, the one who organized podcast movement that listens to our shows now.
Yeah.
He messaged me because he's like, I have to join the Patreon. He's like, and you gave up Below Deck, and so now I'm watching 90 Day Fiance. So he's in this shit. He's probably gonna scream at this.
Y'all, play this. If you want to just like completely horrify your husbands or boyfriends who like baseball, and they really romanticize this movie, play this for them, and you can watch their boyhood like dreams actually crumble before your eyes.
And just let them know it wasn't about baseball. It was about repressed homosexuality, and they all really just wanted to fuck each other on the field.
See, I buy that more than coming back from the grave from baseball.
We've got to.
Yeah. It all seems too quaint for me. Moving on. I have better stuff to do when I'm dead.
What would you
Statler
do? Statler
and Dempsey.
Okay. Statler
and Dempsey. We need to move on.
We need to move on.
Speaking, we now go from the Iowa cornfield to the chilly moors.
Oh, there you go.
Even which is as cold as Dempsey's heart now that Statler has talked about her ex.
Yes.
Yes.
I will say, though, Dempsey heard that she wanted to get back together with her ex and meet her. And Statler says, rightly so, no.
Yeah.
I did not say that. You were...
Dempsey heard and followed it. Yeah, you're right.
Dempsey did put a little bit of her own anxiety on that. And Statler's like, no, I brought it up. I told you, because I watched the episode. We watched the episode. Statler said then, I didn't want to do it. Like, she was very clear about that. Yeah. Anyway.
I agree. I think Dempster's... Dempster.
Dempster. That's their name. Dempster.
Dempster. Dempsey is very avoidant, and Statler could not be more anxious attachment.
It is an avoidant and anxious attachment, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It's Dempsey. I don't get why Dempsey thinks Statler is hiding something. Like, that wouldn't...
I'll be honest. I don't think Dempsey, I don't think Dempsey has had a lot of romantic experience.
I would agree with that. And it seems like that, yeah.
I think
Statler's had a lot.
Which, to me, makes her more able to speak about things like this.
Yeah.
And so, and they're talking about, and she does say, rushing into things. What is she talking about rushing is, we know each other for like 7 months. And like, and I wrote down, that's years for lesbians.
It's years. Is it a little delusional?
It is.
100%. Like we said we worried this relationship would fall apart because it was going to be too much too soon, and that's exactly what's happening.
What's going to have to happen is
we don't want
the
to be
dynamic
right.
of their relationship will always be Statler going off about something and like levitating in midair and Dempsey bringing her back down mm-hmm. until they can figure out how to balance each other better.
I mean, it did come up that like, you know, it helped that Dempsey went to work and Statler, this is what was great. Is
I would not have wanted to be in this house with Statler that whole day.
No.
Well, Disney.
No, you would not.
Dempsey. Disney now. Yes, Dempsey. You,
what's wrong with your words? You're talking
words,
like
words,
me.
Words, words, words. I'm so sick of words.
Oh, God. So Statler calls her friend Natalie. And Natalie is a truth talk friend because Natalie even says, like, Statler kind of recounts the day, what happened, all the stuff she did. And then at the end of Valentine's, she was like, and then we can move in together. And Natalie went, that's a lot.
It's a good friend.
That's a lot to tell her. And it was good because Statler said, ugh. And Natalie asked a good question. What Statler said, oh, and then we talked about my ex. And Natalie said, do you think that made her feel less special? And Statler goes, oh,
yeah, yeah.
I think that is a problem of Statler is Statler... is it's harder. I don't feel like it's intentional. I think for Statler, it's sometimes it takes a little bit more effort for her to put herself in someone else's shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she doesn't have empathy, because I think she does. I just think it's not it's not an immediate go-to for her.
Yeah.
Where Dempsey, they could not be more different. Dempsey is 100% the other way.
Yeah. It's... Yeah, and I think you can relate that, whether it's neurodivergency or maybe the cause of it, but just how she is processing what Statler is or what Dempsey may be feeling, and how she can't really put herself right into where the other person is.
Well, and that she processes differently, full stop.
Yeah,
too. That's a good point.
Right. So, I think. Later on, I do wanted to bring up Sissy Caroline in our Patreon comments has said something on there, and I've been thinking about it all week long, is when Dempsey said, when Statler said, I love you last week, Dempsey said, and I love you. And Sissy Caroline said, it sounded very Catholic church.
It did.
What she meant is like peace be with the Lord be with you and also with you. It felt like an automatic saying. And I'm not saying she didn't have anything behind it, but I've been thinking about it. And I think Dempsey meant it, but I think it's in a very British fashion.
Yeah, it was very.
That she didn't know how to say it.
Well, but what that kind of makes me think about is, these two people need to have a talk about love language. And if they don't know what it is, they need to learn what it is, because gifts are a big thing for Statler.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big thing for Dempsey? Like, Statler is going to be, and she brings this up, Statler needs to be validated and not loved.
Validate.
Yeah.
That's a deeper thing. How is Dempsey going to validate that for her?
And Statler isn't afraid of saying things like, you know, later on, she said, my whole life, I've been looking for someone to love me unconditionally.
Because she was adopted.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like. That I can't imagine when she said, she was kind of tearing. She said, I feel like I wasn't wanted before I was even born.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that feeling. Mm-hmm. I cannot. She's coming on too strong, and I think maybe Statler has already. I think therapy would be great for Statler to process some of these feelings of not being wanted, because to be honest, that's not Dempsey. Dempsey, it's not her problem to fix.
No.
That's something Statler needs to work on, and maybe there's stuff Dempsey needs to work on, but a part of me is still rooting for this couple.
Kind of. I am too.
I like them both. I think they're I think
have this feeling they're going to wind up as friends.
I worry about that, but I like them together, and I like them as people.
I think Statler is so worried about achieving Dempsey's level of what she wants, what she thinks Dempsey wants in a partner. And I think Dempsey wants a lot in a partner.
Yeah.
And
I think she has high expectations.
And I think Statler's
worried about always fucking those
and
up.
And I think Statler would, in a way, take anyone who loved her. Except anyone who loved her unconditionally.
I think. And luckily, she found Dempsey, who seems to be a great person.
So I think they're very different.
They are.
Yeah.
Because can't you imagine, like, them having a fight of Statler saying, I don't feel like you appreciate me or love me, and Dempsey saying, what are you talking about? I work and I come home and I make dinner. Like, they'd be interesting for a couples therapist.
So, later on, she comes home and they're talking about she got defensive about how Statler gets defensive about it. I wasn't talking to my ex, blah, blah, blah. She gets really defensive about it. And which I'm going to say right now, not a good sign, but I guarantee you this is something that's happened with other relationships where people have been jealous.
Mm-hmm.
I will speak to this. Someone like Statler, who is, let's say, moves fast and is a sexual person, people are, let's say, in relationships, partners are skeptical of their explanations. It's happened to me where someone assumed I was cheating on them because I've talked about
because you're a slut.
That and I've talked about sexual stuff.
Yeah,
on the pod.
Well, you're sex positive.
Yeah, and so I guarantee Statler's had that thrown at her before.
I agree.
So
it's also too. I think you're dead on when you talk about Statler's had a history of dating. Dempsey is not, because when you've dated more and or have gotten older, but I think we mentioned this last week, but y'all, almost every one of my lesbian friends are friends with their exes. And even sissies jumped, a lot of lady loving sissies jumped in and said, yeah, I'm friends with a lot of my exes. And so
it's their way.
But what I realized, I didn't realize this last week, but when you said that, Dempsey almost takes issue just with that fact. And I think you're right. I don't think she's had a lot of relationships before.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think she's very suspicious of Statler's sex positivity. I think part of her still thinks that means she's going to cheat on her.
Do you think too, just as I think in the culture, sometimes women also get triggered by sex positivity in women because they're taught to not be sex positive. So like someone who comes on so strong.
And she's a British woman.
She's a British woman. Yeah. And so it's like, oh, wow.
But later on they're talking about it and Statler kind of confesses what she's been thinking the whole time. I'm afraid that I'll go back to the U.S. and you're going to call it quits just like the other girlfriend did.
Yeah.
So it was nice to kind of her say that. And Dempsey's like, well, let's just take it as we go. Take it one day at a time.
Let's wait a while.
And it's interesting. Statler's point is, why should we go back a step? Because she's seeing this relationship as this kind of steps to Parnassus that you have to keep going. It's not. It is an ever fluctuating kind of thing. You don't, if you take space, you're not saying, you're not failing in your relationship. You're not going backwards. You can't, no one ever progresses that way. That's just not how it works.
No.
In fact, I tell mine, I need a good month all the time.
Month
some
of what?
Don't like it.
A
just
break?
A month of silence, not talking to them. But I can say they're people. So, sometimes we need a month.
Goes good, does it?
Yeah.
Goes over well. I don't know. I'm rooting for them, but I kind of agree with you. I feel like they might end up being friends.
Yeah. I have liked watching them.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection.
Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Yeah. There are no, I'd much rather watch them than Christian and Cleo.
I don't need to check the planets to tell you this is DOA.
Boy, before we do this, though, it's time for Poodle's Big Brother Corner.
Previously on Big Brother.
I hate that guy's voice.
A lot of people love it.
You're wrong.
No. I once said it to our friend Susan. I was like, I don't like his voice. She's like, oh, people love it.
That guy's voice.
I think
Big
it sounds.
Big Brother.
It sounds so, I don't know. Sounds like an edging coach.
kind of does.
Yeah.
Hey, hold it in.
You don't know what that is.
Yet.
You don't know what that is.
You can
Google it at work. Don't Google it at work. You'll
Frank
lose your
doesn't,
job.
Intern Frank does not need to Google edging. He already knows what it is.
Stop. Stop. HR. HR. Frank just took his, he just walked out of the room.
Yeah.
All right.
So, this is the weirdest, most unhinged season.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this podcast.
Well, no, that goes without saying. This, they're doing this thing where, they did this thing where the people are being dragged into the nether, and it would be campy if these were better actors. Because they're all watching in fear of the Nether Gorgon taking them away, and they're always like, "Huh." They're looking at like they're in a Scooby-Doo like cartoon.
Wait, I'm confused. Who's they?
The cast of Big Brother,
because
they've been
yeah.
taken into the Nether region where they run through a portal through really terrible 1980s The Voyagers. Sound. Do you ever watch The Voyagers?
No, what's that?
Or Voyagers, I think. It was a drama series. You can look it up while I'm doing this.
The Voyagers?
Or I think it's Voyagers. I feel like they had like
I don't want to look it up. I want to listen.
I feel like they had a pocket watch that would take them to different times.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Maybe I'm fucking up the title. But probably. I was almost too young for it. So it was a little bit.
Oh, then I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. You're 18 months younger than I am.
Much younger, Frank. Much younger. 5 years.
So anyway, they are doing this stupid thing where this competition and they're trying to act scared and the demon is they're screaming.
Is there
an
actual demon?
Yes. It's not. They're not really a demon. Did you think they conjured a demon?
I don't know. I didn't know if this is like a horror version of Big Brother.
It's kind of trying to be, but the acting is pretty amazing. Because they're all like, oh, what's going to happen? And we're like, what are you afraid of? That like the cameraman's not going to get your best side?
What are you afraid of? Red, blue, green.
That's two of the names.
Azul.
I still think Red is a producer in costume. I'm not convinced Blue isn't either.
Okay.
So the two sides of the house right now is basically one of these two-sided houses, which I hate. Basically, it's it's like they form two big alliances.
It's like a mother-in-law
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant the house was two-sided.
There's a mother-in-law apartment. So it's basically like the older people versus the younger people.
Oh, okay.
And
you would not have liked this season because
I would have been terrible on this season.
Because which house would you have been in?
I don't know. I would have probably been in the old people house.
You?
Which I would have hated.
You would have hated. Oh! That would have made me happy.
But I think all the young people are idiots, so I wouldn't have wanted to be there either. There's some terrible gameplay going on.
Okay.
First of all, and I said this before, the idea that Ceree Fields is still in this house and we are letting her be in this house and we're not actively trying to get her out by some people is the stupidest thing ever.
The woman whose son is there.
Yes. Who has won the Traitors, who was on Survivor like four times.
Oh.
She is a masterful player. And the fact that we can't get this, that no one has tried, or maybe they're too afraid.
Maybe.
But one of the players has said, yeah, I do your Instagram and I know that's your son. So she's tried to align herself. I would have kept that information to hold to get the woman out.
I know.
Anyway, Ceree is extremely dangerous. She's an amazing player. She has an amazing social game. It's ridiculous. She's like everyone's mom, and she's got a good game face.
Did she play a good week?
It's hard to tell right now. Hyson, who won head of household after this, is a gay man in his 40s, kind of jacked, extremely high strung. basically ran the HOH like it was an SSS or SS for office from the Nazis.
The head of household.
Head of household. It was incredibly awkward. He basically interrogated people. He's not long for the House. If they don't get him out this week, because he basically pettily went, like, yelled at a woman who said, "You wanted to get me out." And he's not going to be there for long, even though he's probably good at competitions. I don't know who
else.
Would
you bang him?
He's got scary, intense eyes, like he would try to sell me something. And he'd want me to haggle with him.
Sell you or murder you?
Both.
And you would.
He's got a hot body, though. But I can't. His personality's terrible.
Okay.
Anyway, everybody else in the house is an idiot.
Okay.
I think the only people who know and Felicia, a black woman who's 60 and she's got a shaved head. I love her. She says funny shit, but everyone else is dumb. I professed a little bit of like for Bowie Jane. I now reject that because I think she's a dummy too. Okay. Everybody in the house is a dummy. I think this season is going to be rather unhinged. I do not like any of the younger people and do not give a shit about what happens to them.
There you go.
That's my Big Brother corner. I will start to do these on Monday because the show airs on Sunday.
So these will be on tow.
These will be on tow from now on.
UK,
and I'm going to have more to say because it'll be more present in my mind, too, because I'll have watched it the night before.
She's drank since Monday.
Yeah. Killed a lot of brain cells.
I can't remember.
And I saw Barbie last night.
Oh, you finally saw Barbie.
We were going to talk about it.
And you loved it.
I loved it.
We're talking about it today?
I thought we were going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What I said to you is I loved how that movie had a message, and it was a clear, and there was a lot of different sides to that message.
Highest grossing movie of Warner Brothers ever.
Fantastic.
Ever. More than Batman, more than domestic.
Love it. What I loved about it most was there were messages, there were like about four messages, five. But the movie never took itself too seriously so that you still felt like you were having a good time and these things that you were being told were given to you, but I'm not going to spoil the ending scene of the movie, but that last thing that Barbie said, you're
one
like,
of the best lines.
This, we're still remembering this is a movie about toys, but these are also reflecting us and don't fucking take life so fucking seriously.
Yeah.
And it was a genius move. And I said this to you last night too. It felt like Greta Gerwig probably didn't sleep at night because her husband, Noah Baumbach, who co-wrote it with her, nothing was wasted.
Everything was very intentional with that movie. Very, like, nothing just frivolous.
And I said this, too. They had a different actress besides America Ferrara, and that whole scene where she did the monologue about what women can do and what you can't do and what you can never do this and what you can never do this. America Ferrara is so likable. That would not have come out. It would have come out in a very different way. It felt so authentic coming from her.
But it did get to, but it all made sense too in that, you know, a lot of people talked about Ryan Gosling, who's, I mean,
incredible.
Nominated for it. I think he could,
should be. He made that character work, and I don't know if anybody else could.
No, well, they wrote it for him, you know, in mind. And they wrote the Barbie character with Margot Robbie. And what they were so, when she said, "I'm stereotypical Barbie." And what they did is they made her this blank slate so that way we could all relate to her.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're not going to relate to Issa Rae. You're not going to relate to weird Barbie. Or maybe, but they made them all characters. But the fact that they didn't show this in previews. We didn't know that Barbie, the actual Barbie character, was going to be this almost blank human for us to insert ourselves in and see ourselves in this story, figuring it out with her. Very smart.
And I love the opening scene with the dolls. I scream laugh.
It's great. It's great.
And there are little jokes in there that are very, you all know I'm a Pride and Prejudice fan. And when they were sad, she's like, "Just you'll go watch the PBS thing of Pride and Prejudice for 7 hours again on repeat." And I, in the theater, I went, "Ha!"
Because you did that.
Because I've done it. It was a it was a Barbie movie, not for just the toy and blockbuster people, but also for the dark, sad girls like me. I'm counting myself in
that.
Yeah,
it.
And, but it, boy, it, I'm.
Because that was America Ferrera, a lot of.
I admire the hell out of that film. And yeah, I rarely say that, but, and it's something I feel like I need to watch two or three times.
It's a film that people are going to study in film school.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah. Great job.
And it's made a ton of money. They'll probably make Barbie 2 and it'll suck.
It on the poodle meter, it gets an easy 6.
Was there a lot of people in the theater watching it?
Yeah.
There still is. That's what's crazy
about it.
You know
what I should say? It's at least a 7.5.
No one died. If someone dies... And
there was no Keira Knightley, so...
Yeah. So can ABR be a 10 if it's not Keira Knightley?
There's no Carey Mulligan or Keira Knightley. It's really hard for me to give anything above a 7 or an 8.
If Barbie had been looking out on the beach, crying, gazing, that would have bumped it up more.
Yeah.
Oh, and Seymour.
Although Helen Mirren did narrate, so I gotta pump it up to 8.
Yeah.
That did help.
Rhea Perlman, she's back.
I was so happy to see her.
I was happy to see her too. Anyway, great film. Loved it. I don't want to say more to spoil people. But if you still haven't seen Barbie,
and also for Simu Liu's chest the whole time. That
God.
Yeah.
He is hot.
And he can be funny.
Oh, like he's funny. He can sing. He's a fucking star.
Yeah.
He sings really well.
Ryan Gosling. Shit.
I know, but I knew Ryan Gosling could sing, but yeah.
Now we can talk about Christian and Cleo. Y'all, intern Frank is over here like, what the fuck is
this
happening?
This is our show. Sorry. He's listening. He's edited.
He's like, is this supposed to be about Night at Beyonce? No. Or is it about anything you want to talk about?
Fall asleep, it's fine. Just go ahead. Christian and Cleo.
We're getting our... Now, do you think, knowing Cleo, do you think a... couple's astrological reading is a good idea?
No.
It's a terrible idea.
But it's perfect for Christian because this gives him his out.
It does.
It's written in the stars that they're not supposed to be together.
Right.
It is. He didn't want to go to this, and you could see his wheel spinning as it was happening. He went, this is how I break up with her, and I don't look like a bad guy.
You're right, and I hate it, but I think it's the worst thing for her. Let me elaborate with this, because she sees, in my opinion, I think astrology is healthy to use when it helps you.
I think for whatever, if it helps you, yeah.
And for what you can use, so there's no bad signs, so there's no bad combinations. There can be challenging ones where you have to use, and I think like that guy Queer Cosmos we both follow. Mm-hmm. I think Cleo could really use Queer Cosmos
or Channing.
Yeah,
because they're much more. There's some
not a sponsor, but it could be.
Oh
Channing.
God, Channing, please.
Yeah, Channing's a good option too.
But they're much more kind of, as she said once, and she looks at it as this is like. It's a weather report saying there could be things are lined to be tornadoes. Doesn't mean there's going to be a tornado.
And there's
Cleo
nothing,
doesn't see astrology that way.
And there's nothing. I think her autism causes her to see it as much more black and white.
She sees it to me. It almost reminds the way she sees it as evangelical people reading the Bible and taking it verbatim.
And it also sees in a world full of unexpected things, it's something that she can count on, the stars, and she can believe in. But they
sit down with Evelina?
Evelina!
Sounds like Evelina. A He-Man character.
Now, did you, and this was a horrible premonition that I had. He's like, I think Christian says this is all mumbo jumbo. And he's like, you know, I was born on the same day as Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean it. And then he proceeds to do this Trump impression.
I knew you hated this.
And that's when I went, this guy's going to do stand-up comedy after this.
He's 100% going to do stand-up comedy.
That's what, oh no.
we are going to get treated to YouTube videos of Christian doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he's a performer.
Because, y'all, this had been done before. He had done this Trump impression before.
Oh, it was practice.
Probably at parties.
Yeah.
I want to throat punch him so bad. I have for a long time.
He doesn't bother me as much as he bothers. I mean, what he's doing to her is terrible.
He drives me absolutely up the wall. I think, yeah, I'd spit on him if I saw him.
I wrote, and then
not in a sexual way.
I said, and then Christian does a Donald Trump impression, and Poodle screams at his television.
Yeah, I did scream, get away!
I just don't want to hear that.
So we are impression. With Evelina, and
she's done a composite chart, which a composite chart is where you take two charts of people and you combine them to kind of. You
know, I figure because that's what the word means.
Yeah, but I mean, well, I didn't know. Somebody might not know. Mm-hmm. By the way, y'all, Sissy Michelle from Blighty Day left me a message and said that they've been dealing with terrible, not telemarketers, but scammers. And her and Robin have realized now, like when, a phone scammer that calls you.
Yeah.
But like they really take advantage of older people. Yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yep. So
I'm not talking
swindled.
About people who have legitimate jobs that call. So if you're I'm not talking about that. If you're someone that calls to sell someone the IRS has a letter against them, you're a terrible person.
Okay.
So it's those type of people. Well, every time they call now, she pretends to be a Carl's wife. And Robin pretends to be a Carl. She said she had someone on the phone for 9 minutes the other day. She said like 3 minutes of it was looking for a pencil of her talking about her aunt. And her So y'all,
that is genius.
If you're bored,
Blighty Day Fiance,
great. If you're bored and you want to fuck with phone scammers, not legit telemarketers because they're doing work, but phone scammers, be a Carl's wife.
Look for a pencil,
Carl. Carl, I know it. It's gonna be here somewhere. Okay, what are you? Is this
Shooter.
Ed McMahon?
Shooter, hold on. You need to feed Shooter. Carl, go feed Shooter.
You got that Bill Jack food? She likes that.
Bill Jack.
That was dog food. Anyway, so they do this chart thing. It's all kind of like she says, Christian, she nails it. She's like, it seems like you don't have tact.
You lack tact, sensitivity, and empathy.
And empathy.
And I went, read her, honey.
Read her. Cleo, super sensitive. And she says,
that's full stop.
Stop. That's don't take a chart to see that. And she says, Cleo, sometimes it feels like you might see him as the enemy. And Christian jumps
and
right on that.
Immediately weaponizes it.
He's like, I do feel that way sometimes.
You know, that is kind of true. That's kind of what you did to me the last couple of days. You know, when I said that we didn't have sex.
And I totally denied that. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually had to stop. And when I watch this happens to me a lot when I watch Christian Cleo scenes, but as I have to pause and go, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. I hate you.
He gets very angry. Y'all, he'll get upset and he'll grab his stomach. He'll go like this and just go.
I encourage all of you to pause your televisions and you shut your mouth. You ugly freak.
It's upsetting. A part that made me laugh, y'all, is when Cleo says, do you think we could be in a toxic relationship? And Evelina, or whatever her name is, goes, well. And then Christian says, no, really, what's the prognosis of our relationship? And this woman had a lie on television. Because did you see her face was, y'all, she looked at their chart and their chart computer says no.
She didn't have to look at the chart. You could see it right there.
Right. She was like, ooh.
Well, she says there are things you have to work on. I thought this was such an innocuous statement. It was interesting that Cleo took it so hard. But knowing what we know about Cleo and autism, it makes sense. Because what Cleo is wanting to hear is, your stars are aligned, because that's what she believes.
It's fate. It's destined.
Yes.
All this shit.
So when she hears, it means that there's a lot of things you work on, but it doesn't mean you're going to stay together, which means fate may not be real. But that actually means what I heard was, it doesn't mean you're going to stay together, but it doesn't mean you're not going to. And you're going to have to work hard, like any relationship. But it was so interesting how Cleo, like, because Cleo's not an older person, so I doubt Cleo's had many relationships. So this is all feeling very new, and
I don't think Cleo needs to be in a relationship.
Me either. Me either.
Full stop.
Anyway. Full stop. And Cleo,
she's sobbing at the end. She just says, crying.
I just remembered the nostalgia of when things were great on WhatsApp, and I saw his picture.
That wasn't real, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. That you were seeing the picture of him that he curated. He is a smokescreen. This man is not real.
No.
He's only going to tell you what he wants you to hear, and then he's going to blame you for not hearing it correctly if you don't hear it the right way. What the worst type of guy. The worst. Get off my TV.
That's a show.
We got one more.
What?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Talked a lot about Field of Dreams. Oh, Misha Nicola.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that actually makes me happy. This is a good segment. Well, I'm so sorry. We talked about Kevin Carr baseball for a long time.
And we came up with a better movie called Field of Queens. Where is this for me?
Misha and Nicola. There. Y'all, they're on a beach. They're going fishing.
Gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
Like the thing you bought at Hobby Lobby says.
Yes.
Or don't bother me in the man cave. I don't think they say that, but man cave rules.
Boy, my dad had one of those. Did everybody get one of yours back home for Christmas?
No, we're not that kind. We don't have those.
Someone gave my dad one of his hands.
I still find that word weird.
What? One of his hands? That worked for him.
It always feels like John Steinbeck to me, like hired hand, like curly.
Well.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a weird phrase.
Well, maybe your brother has workers.
They don't call them hands.
Are you sure?
It is a very, it feels like a Western expression.
It is a which Oklahoma is more Western than it is Southern.
Yeah, it's just, I every time I hear it, it doesn't sound good. Well, that's me, right. Though.
That's me. All right. So they're on the beach.
I wrote down, I cannot believe this woman is still in Israel. I thought she would have gone 5 episodes ago.
Boy, well, they're stretching them out.
Yep.
Because I don't think it's I think after this episode,
not gonna
see,
go
it's
good.
Not gonna go good. Y'all, they are fishing. He is teaching her how to fish, and as he says, the Lord Jesus himself was a fisherman.
It was the Lord Jesus, Misha, was a fisherman.
Fisherman.
Does this break your backwards hat theory? Because he's in a backwards hat. Nico.
Didn't notice it.
Yep.
I can't even compute that
he's
with
an
him.
He's an outlier.
So I didn't, it was like, couldn't even see it.
Well, he so was.
Like, it's like when you're texting and driving and your brain actually can't see the stop sign and process it because the neurons can't do enough. I was already just, yeah.
So y'all.
And honestly, before it happened, I was worried the whole time. I thought, she's going to fall in that water.
And she was in a dress.
And she did.
And she fell. Now, I got to say this. He put Neosporin on it. The salt from the seawater is good for wounds.
Yes. If anybody knows, because you've fallen probably a lot in the sea.
And I've hurt myself in
the sea. I've been to
the
beach where you've cut yourself.
I know.
Just the other day. Did you ever figure out how you fucked up your toe?
Oh, I think I stubbed it somewhere. It's actually better today.
I think I've decided, y'all, that poodle's a sleepwalker. That's what I think
it
is.
I might have.
You're just cooking like...
Jiffy Pop. So... Y'all, she falls, and he's like, I'm never going fishing with you again. Oh, this is terrible.
It's terrible when they fish anyway because, well, you know what? I think it's better for us. Let's do this as a reality gaze theater,
I think that's
shall
a good choice.
We get that same key.
I kind of just squeaked that last one out.
I didn't know. I thought it sounded fine. I'm not going to judge your singing.
Slightly fat.
Why would
slightly
I do
flat.
That when you're just trying to create something? Why would I judge it?
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't even notice. I
maybe.
Didn't. Sounded fun to me. All right.
I'm watching you.
I'm going to be playing the role of Nicola. Poodle's going to be playing Misha with her Fox News voice.
Megan Fox News is
Megan
one
Fox
of our,
News is someone
one of our listeners.
And action. That's my fishing noise.
Oh, this is really fun.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love
Jesus.
Fishing with you.
Christ himself was a fisherman.
This is quite easy, Nicola.
Oh, this was not easy. It was hard for Jesus to fish.
Oh,
did you?
Oh,
they fished for 40 days and
I cut
40
myself.
Nights.
Oh, that's fine. I've
what?
Been, it takes me longer to get to
oh my
get
God.
To work.
What a
40
dumb,
days and 40 nights.
Oh, what a dumb woman. A dumb woman. You
don't
cut
say
your.
That,
you
Nicola.
Cut your. This is why women can't fish.
So, Nicola.
Couldn't fish.
Speaking of women.
Yes, yes. What about?
I can't wait
here,
to meet your
give me
mother.
That pole. You're horrible at this. Can you do anything besides make bread?
You're funny.
Anyway, what were you saying, honey? Sit down.
I can't wait to meet your mother and
yeah.
your brothers.
Oh, yes, my mother.
Do you think they're going to like me?
No.
Oh,
no.
Really?
My mother's going to hate you. She might spit in your face.
Oh.
She might put a curse against you. Oh. And she'll probably call you a slut.
But
because you had children.
But you'll say.
And you're damaged goods.
But you'll say something about me, right? You'll say.
What do you want me to say? You know, as long as you kiss me and give me that funny feeling between my legs, I'm going to tell you whatever you want to hear, lady.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll okay. protect you. What would I ever throw you under the bus?
But just for, you've only done it every other day that we've been here.
What are you talking about? No. Don't be a silly woman. I've loved you. Think about the way Christ talked to Mary Magdalene. She was dumb, too.
Wasn't she a sex
her.
Worker?
I don't know. I didn't read that part. I don't think so. If she was, he wouldn't have talked to her.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
right again, Nico.
I'm right. Mom, you know what I'm going to say? My mom, go with God. She'll probably be fine with it.
But as long
she
as
won't.
You love
but I'm
going
to tell you that.
You'll love me, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Just not taking you fishing again, boy. Woman.
And scene. Was that Home Improvement?
Nicola?
Talk about
loves,
a
he loves Home Improvement.
What a dated reference.
My favorite American show.
I really like the guy through the fence.
women.
I went to school with a girl who we always said kind of looked like the older son from Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a compliment.
The gay one, he just stopped acting.
Yeah. Who was the gay one?
The middle one.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Oh, come on. He's queerer than a $2 bill.
I don't know about that.
I can sense it.
Wasn't he in a Hallmark movie or a movie called Home for the Holidays?
Yeah.
And we're like, Homo for the Holidays.
So was Jonathan Bennett for a long time.
Boy, someone's made
came out. Jesse Metcalf, gay.
No, he's not.
I feel like he is. I don't have any evidence for these, y'all.
Jesse looks like the biggest douche in the world.
These are all allegations and not real.
Remember how hot he was in Desperate Housewives?
I never watched Desperate Housewives.
It was a time. It was a time thing.
Yeah. But I do remember how hot he was.
So let's talk about the mom. They get in.
Ooh.
I think this mom is a tough sell. Y'all, they get there. He's trying to like, go talk to my mom, Misha. And she's like, Nico, I need you to make some introductions because I don't speak Arabic.
And he's like literally just having her sit there, mom, running around the house. And she said, you need to understand he's avoiding it like the plague. Yeah. And not supporting her at all.
He won't even say anything to his mother. And the mother just stands there.
Y'all, think about this. He just brought a weird woman into his mother's house and then just let her sit on the couch.
And then he says, well, Misha, do you want to tell them who I am? And he's like, that's my private life, Misha.
Well, this is after the brothers get there.
Yeah.
When the brothers...
Andy and Mickey.
They speak English.
Evidently, they're named after Disney characters.
And apparently so. But because Andy and Mickey speak English, that's why he says, well, you can speak English. You can tell them. And she said, no, your mother doesn't speak.
Right.
He completely backpedaled on what he said from the get-go. And throws her under the bus. And she...
Why are you reacting like
when
this?
When he looked at her and what did he say? She said, Nicola, I need you to talk to your mom. And he looked at her with kind of scary.
Yeah.
And was like, this is who I am.
When he said, this is who I am, I went...
Honey, run.
I can't believe she's still in Israel.
Run.
I can't believe
run.
It.
I will say, the food the mother made looked incredible.
It looked incredible.
I like his mom had this little like peasant blouse. She looked great, like in pretty dark purple nail polish. Yeah.
The brothers wore nice t-shirts for the occasion.
Nicola is a fucking teenager, too.
He's awful.
He is awful. What did she see in him?
Jesus. You know what?
One bread, one body.
He's been her teacher for too long. That's the problem.
Do you know what? There is a thing. It happens a lot to women. Sometimes my mom does this, actually, where women will be smart, intelligent women, and then they date a guy, and they just listen to what that guy says.
Yeah.
And kind of...
Because it's easier.
It's that whole Julia Roberts not knowing what their egg is. They always like whatever the guy likes. And
because they think they have to be that way.
I think they have to be that way. Hmm. Sad.
That's the show. Way to end on a positive note.
I just wrote my last sentence was Nicola, what a fuck.
What a fuck.
What a fuck. That's wow. It.
Wow.
Wow. We're done.
We're done.
Where do we end this now? I don't know. I feel like I've just been in a really unsatisfying orgy. After this Field of Dreams, we were off the rails this episode. I apologize.
I apologize for nothing. You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting.
Y'all, go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find out everything about us.
And if you're not on the intro portrait, you get this for free. Fuck off.
That's true. Fuck off.
Turn us off.
I
stand behind everything we did. This podcast.
I stand catty corner.
Yeah. Maybe not the 15 minutes of Field Dreams trying to figure out how it works.
How it works. I do want people to play it for their straight husbands, though.
Me too.
That would make me very happy.
Me too.
I want y'all to go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, or follow us on TikTok, Reality Gaze. We've like had some viral content of late.
Yes.
So we're very excited. And there's
and it's
even
not my STI results.
No, and there's more to come. So
that's what they called me in college. Oh, I'm back at it again.
She's back, ladies and gentlemen. Put 'em some. Oh, all right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you find that you and your partner are trining in Saturn, but you're kazemiing in Jupiter,
and something's in Uranus,
call us.